Just want to start off with a message to our fans. Yesterday was an unbelievable turnout of Houston fans in Dallas. And as we all, you know, wish that the outcome was better, we just can't thank the fans enough for that turnout. You know, for Dallas to have to go to a silent count because of the Houston fans just says a lot about this city. We're going to continue to work extremely hard to put a winning football team on the field, but we really appreciate our fans, and we really need our fans Thursday night here at home against Indy. You know, our first division game for this, you know, staff with this team, and you know, we're just looking forward to the game. But with that, I'll take questions.
Around. That might be kind of an obvious question, but can you just talk about that?
You know, it's everybody has to go through it, so, you know, it's not like we're the only team having to do it. Obviously, Indy's coming off of a physical football game against Baltimore. We just have to do a good job of making use of our time in the right way, meaning, you know, extra meeting time, extra walkthrough, extra film study, but also finding that fine line of making sure we get our players enough rest. And so we've got to do that. We have a good schedule this week for our players, we feel, and we'll meet here at 2 o'clock with our team and get going on Indianapolis right away.
Bill Arians said that he doesn't know a player in the league that likes Thursday night football, and alluded to saying it's kind of dangerous for the players. What can you do for their safety in the week leading up to the game? Because, you know, getting them ready in that short period of time is pretty difficult.
Yeah, I think, again, you have to do a good job of making sure that they get the proper amount of rest. You really can't have a very physical week as far as the practice field is concerned. It's much more of a mental type of, trying to get ready for the game. It's much more mental. It's walkthroughs. It's film. It's making sure that all your bases are covered in the meeting room and on the walkthrough field, and then, you know, hopefully your team is as fresh as it can be on Thursday night.
Bill, Fitzpatrick was saying in the locker room just moments ago how it's kind of a chicken and the egg situation with slow starts on offense and being successful on third downs. What have you seen that you feel like you can and need to improve on?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. At times this year, we've played good complementary football. Where you know, special teams has fed off of offense and defense, or offense has fed off of the defense. And yesterday we saw a really good example of that at the end of the game when we went down and tied the game. But there wasn't enough of it yesterday. And so in order to, you know, win these games, we have to do a much better job of converting on third down on offense. We have to be in more manageable third down situations. And you know, defensively, look, our defense has played pretty well all year. But at critical situations, if they need to get off the field on a key third down stop, that's what they need to do and continue to do that. And I think special teams has been decent all year. So, you know, we just have to learn how to offensively sustain drives and do it more consistently.
Bill, you had that one great drive there in the fourth quarter, the 12-play drive that netted you the three. It seemed like you were playing time-wise. There wasn't that sense of urgency that it looked like almost like a death by a thousand paper cuts. How do you get more of a rhythm and get more time eaten off so you can get the ball back?
Right, great. You know, again, this is something that we're working extremely hard on. We're thinking of different ways to improve the tempo of our offense, whether it's shortening a play call or getting the play call in faster, or the players getting to the line of scrimmage faster, maybe going right to the ball, maybe huddling, and then, you know, getting to the ball faster from the huddle. So we're definitely thinking of ways. We're working extremely hard, coaches and players, to pick up the tempo of our offense, and hopefully in this short week we'll be able to continue to improve on that. I think one of the things that I look at in this league is that this is a league, to me, that's an improvement league, a progress league. Like, how much – what teams can improve the most between now and the end of the season? What teams can make the most progress between now and the end of the season? To me, that's the key thing here, is we're not even a third of the way through the season, and we have a long way to go. Like, okay, let's make sure our next game is our best game. Let's make sure we're trying to improve every single day and every single game. And I think if we take that and we continue to have that type of theme, hopefully you'll see our team get better and better every game.
Most fans, when they think of Luck, think of his wideouts. But how difficult is it for you with a short week with that tandem that he has at tight end that doesn't get the national acclaim, but how important they are to his passing game.
They everything that they do offensively to me is impressive. It all goes through Andrew Luck. He's a very bright guy. He's a guy that is leading the league in a lot of different categories, or he's in the top five at least, very accurate passer. The thing that's really impressive about him is, aside from his intelligence and all that, is his playing strength. He's a very strong player. He's very difficult to sack. He's a guy that stands in the pocket. He's a very tough guy. And like you said, they have really good weapons around them, the tight ends. They have an array of tight ends. They have guys that can do different things at tight end. They can play Y. They can play F. Some of them, like Doyle, plays in the backfield like a fullback. So, and then they have, obviously, the guys Hilton and Reggie Wayne on the outside that are very, very good receivers. So, and two backs that can run the football. So they're a dangerous offense, and, you know, again, it's a big challenge, just like it is every week for our defense.
Bill, Ryan said that he met with you this morning. I don't know if that was any different, but he said it was to kind of reevaluate things and just to kind of think through things. What obviously, without giving too much away about the meeting, where do you see him from him right now and just, you know, leading this offense?
You know, I think it has a lot to do with a lot of different areas. I think that when we've done well, everybody's been on the same page. 11 guys out on the field, the coaching staff. We've communicated well with each other. I think our communication is really good in the meeting room. I think it's really good on the practice field. I think it's good in walkthroughs. And where it's been too inconsistent is the most important part, and that's on the game field. So basically, Fitzy and I just went through the game film today, and we talked about things that he can do better and then things that we have to do better around him, both coaches and players. And that's the thing about this sport. You know, obviously in the National Football League, the quarterback position, the head coach position, you know, we understand what comes with those positions. But the thing that's important for everybody to understand is that it's 11 guys being on the same page on every play. And we're working very hard to get that done, and it has to be more consistent for us to be successful. But we believe it can be.
When you talk about breaking down yesterday's game film, are you at a point where you're spending as much time being able to do that because you do have a short week, or is that condensed and you just kind of have to move past it and move on to the next game already?
Yeah, I think with the game, the way the game went yesterday, I think we have to make sure that we correct the mistakes that would affect us for the rest of the season. You know, maybe it was a way to pick up a blitz, or maybe it was a way to stop a certain route combination on defense, or whatever it might be. We can't just move to the next game without making sure that these mistakes are corrected. So that's the way we're looking at it. We're making sure that, okay, these are the 5 to 10 things that we have to get corrected. We'll get those corrected here at 2:00, and then we'll move quickly on to Indy.
You talked about the importance of earlier about the improvements of the importance of improving on a week-to-week basis. How much would you say that your team's improved since week one?
I mean, that's probably more for you guys to decide. I know we've gotten better. I think it's still, especially offensively, it's too inconsistent. But, you know, I believe we're a better team than we were in week one. You know, and that's the key. That's what I was saying earlier. You know, how much better can we get every week so that your next game is your best game? You know, how much better can we get to the point where we're playing more consistently, we're playing better complementary football, when our defense makes a stop, our offense is able to turn that into points. Too many times yesterday that happened and we didn't turn it into anything. We ended up having a punt. So we have to do a better job there. And defensively, you know, it's not like, you know, we've been perfect as a team. There's things that they need to do to improve. And I think our team understands that. We've got a bunch of great guys, like I've said, from day one, and they're going to continue to work hard to get better.
Bill, Xavier Suofilo said he had an indication he might play more in this game.
Right.
What have you seen from him that allowed you to do that?
Yeah, I thought that, you know, he did some decent things. He played about 13 snaps in the game. He, you know, just like all of us, he probably wishes he had a couple plays back, but there were some good things. I thought he had a couple nice run blocks on some lead plays, and I thought he pass protected pretty well. You know, we're playing quite a few rookies, you know, between him, Blue, CJ, Jay Prosh, Dre Howell on defense, you know, other guys, Pagan on defense. And I think that those guys are the more experience they gain, the better they're going to be. And I think that's what we'll see over time.
Did you play him because of Ben Jones's health, or was it a football decision?
Yeah, no, it was more of a football decision. You know, we felt like we have, you know, he's at the game. He's on the 46-man roster, and it was more, hey, let's get this guy into the game. He's been practicing pretty well. Let's see what he can do in the game.